History of the Maya, the power of appearance. Now, Maya kingship, you have the magnificent appearance of the young maize god in ceramic and other imagery made of him a fitting representative of Maya kingship. The young maize god, mythical father of the hero twins, Hanapu and Xcalba, were patron deities of scribes as well as divine embodiment of Mayan royalty. He is depicted with splendid jewelry, a royal headdress, and a long tonsured head whose shape represents that of an ear of corn. Sometimes his fine headdress contains an image of a jester god. On ceramics, the young maize god is often shown twice or as a pair of twins, reflecting the fact that the father of the hero twins, one Hanapu and the descendant of the descendant of Xcalba with his twin brother Seven Hanapu to play the ball game with the gods of that frightful place. Scholars can only speculate why the young maize god should be a patron of scribes. They point to the fact that the paper used by Mayan books was made of soaking bark in the same way that maize was treated to make dough, usually using the same water that had been used for maize. So, both kings, both Mayan kings and Aztec kings, dressed in great splendor as a mark of status and to associate themselves with the gods whose authority they claimed. Classic period Mayan kings wore racks on their backs to support large headdress frames, and sometimes that rose to a meter or more above the brow. The rack and the headdress frame, both made of wood, was covered with elaborate decorative designs which used shells, carved jade, feathers, and textiles. The long, bright green plumes of the quetzal bird were the most highly prized. The headdress often contained the mask of the rain god Chalk or the sun god Akin. Some kings wore the stick bundles of the scribe in their headdress, indicating both the high status of the scribe and the fact that the king was literate. The king wore his hair long and wove jewelry and ornaments into it. He built his nose up into a great beak, using putty, wore large ornaments to enlarge the lobes of his ears, and had his teeth filled with inlays of jade. The king dressed in a specific and different costumes when performing his various roles as priest, war leader, and civil ruler. In each case, the king carried a symbol of his authority. Along with the leading nobles, the king wore a ceremonial version of the costume worn by players in the ball game. This must have been donned for its rites associated with the game. Mayan kings also appear to have played the ball game, and carvings survive showing kings in the protective costumes worn for the game. A stone panel from Alamilla, Guatemala, depicts the king of Dos Pilas performing a dance of triumph or ritual importance in his game clothes with a belt and knee pads. So we've got quite a bit of interesting information about their various appearances. We do know that each Mayan tribe had its own customary clothing style for its people. So when you traveled, you were certainly going to tell other people where you were from when you entered their town and or village. So they actually have a sumptuary law of what you could wear depending on your status within the society. This is also true in the Aztec dynasty. We actually have the Aztec sumptuary laws that survive, and it's quite interesting to see what you were allowed to wear depending on your status and what the penalties were if you were found in the wrong costume. So much for the power of appearance.
The sources for this are
The Maya by Cole, The Civilization of the Maya by Anquin, The Popo Vuh, In Search of the Maya by Brunhaus, Outline Dictionary of Mayan Glyphs by Gates, Incidents in the Travels of the Yucatan by Stevenson, New World Archaeology by Scientific American, Aztec and Maya by Phillips, Yucatan Before and After the Conquest by Delanda, Rise and Fall of the Maya by Mayan Civilization by Thompson, and Maya History and Religion by Thompson. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, sumahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.